some of the stars through the airwaves and on the big screen. Coming to you live from Hollywood, it's Rated G Radio with your host, Garrett Miller. Good morning, everybody. It is Rated G Radio. We are back live. This is actually the start of our week because I've had some travels and exciting things going on. So this is our first show of the week. We're going to have two more programs later on this week. So I'm going to tell you about those now. So after we get going with Zoe and Doug, we're not giving you program information updates along the way. Of course, today, by the way, is a 90-minute program. If you've called in and have been screened, we will get to you. If you haven't been screened yet, while Zoe and Doug are taking your calls, I'll be screening more of you. So as a reminder, because we've got a ton of callers today, you get to ask one question. It's going to be about whatever you want. And Zoe will answer, and then Doug will answer. So you are getting a twofer today. This is like having a Groupon special on Rated G Radio. And you can ask them your question, but it's one question, not one question and 1,000 follow-ups and then different topics, because we have so many people that we want to get to today. We'll always remind you that if you'd like to schedule a private session with Zoe or Doug after the program, you can always go to Zoe's website, zoeniklaus.com. There's a link right here on the show page, and you can click that, fill out your 411, and schedule that. Doug will also give us his contact information as well. Tomorrow on Rated LGBT Radio at 7 p.m., my co-host Rob Watson and I will be talking current events. And then on the Friday dance party, we're doing it live at 8 o'clock in the morning. We're going to get you off of your rear end and get you moving for the weekend. We are starting the show with a world premiere of Sherry Payne's new music. Can you say, who is Sherry Payne? Well, music aficionados. She was the former lead singer of the Supremes when Diana Ross left from 1973 to 1977. So she, Sherry Payne, has a brand new album out, and we're doing a world exclusive first this Friday morning at 8 o'clock. We're going to be hearing from her producer, Rick Giannatos, and playing the music in hour number one and taking your calls as well. So if you'd like to get in with a musical legend, Friday morning is going to be it. We're having a Supreme right here on the program. Now, without further ado, I've got to scroll down to find all these calls. Okay, Zoe and Doug, welcome back to Rated G Radio. How are you today?
Doing awesome, Garrett. How are you doing today?
I'm a little crazy because we've got so many callers. This is exciting. I don't think we always have a ton of callers. But I don't think I've seen the number of callers that we've got already lined up for you today. So this is going to be a huge show.
Cool. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
So what's been going on in your world?
Well, I'll tell you what. There is a common theme going on with a lot of my clients right now, and I've seen it as well. And due to the transformation in everyone's world right now, it started the end of June when the lovely planet of Mars went direct on June 29th. We're in this fabulous, wonderful time period of transformation. And between now and, I believe, August the 24th, and Doug will expound on this a little bit more, all of us are seeing the underbelly of situations in life. You know, we get comfortable and we move through life, and it's like, oh, this looks pretty good. And we get comfortable with how the greenery and how the rocks look in our lives, the landscape. And we're in this phase right now where all of a sudden the rock in the grass is not really a rock in the grass. It's something entirely different because that stone has rolled over and the other underbelly is revealing this whole different story, this whole different scenario. And when we can choose to look at that and then look at ourselves and grow to be in alignment with what was this anyway, you know, the truth is coming out. And we hear people say this all the time. So this transformation is pushing us to say, okay, what's really happening here? How do I feel about it? Where do I stand? And sometimes we have to say no more. Or sometimes we just decide to say, okay, you know what? I love the situation for what it was. I'm grateful for what I've learned. And now I choose to move forward in my own truth. So we're in a huge redefining time right now of deciding what is my truth, what is somebody else's truth, and is this really proper? Is it ethical? I am working with more clients who are deciding for the first time, not really for the first time, but it's more of a prevalent message of, is this really ethical? Is this really the right thing for me in my life? And more importantly, is this really correct for the good of the whole? And it's really neat to witness this level of transformation, because more and more, as people are going to be more spiritually conscious, or whatever you want to call it, waking up, the thought now is, how is this affecting the big picture? How does this affect my neighbor? How does this affect my friendships here and here and here? So the awareness is building. And, you know, we see this play out in government and politics, all many other areas. But the most important thing is that people are waking up and deciding, you know, my truth used to be this, now I'm over here. And I love the fact that people are looking at the whole canvas and deciding, okay, I like how this picture looks, but how is it affecting everyone else too? Is it really right for the good of the whole? So this is where we're at, and it's been really interesting just in this last month to work with people and to witness this key change going on. So I think at this point it would be lovely to have Doug speak about what is going on astrologically, because it's really quite amazing. It really is.
Are you there?
Doug?
Yeah. Yes.
Go ahead.
Well, the thing that she spoke of as far as with Mars, because Mars is going to be coming directed into Sagittarius, truth has to come to the surface. The nice part is that we've got Venus has already moved into Leo, and Mercury moves there today, so everything is going to come a lot more fun. There's going to be a lot more child play with it coming to the surface. So people will be a little bit more fun, lighthearted than what they've been in the last 2 weeks, because the last 2 weeks was definitely a big transition and change. Now the fun starts coming out of it, so they'll be more playful. Later on, we get a square coming off with Sun Uranus, and that makes people kind of question things again. But then it also, there's a trine that goes on with Mars and Scorpio, so that's makes things a little more interesting, a little more flirting. It's going to be an interesting period.
Right on.
We look at the rest of this month.
And so, Zoe?
Yes, sir.
Is there anything else we want to talk about before? Because once we get into this, everybody, it's just like hot and heavy. We're taking your calls like nonstop, back to back to back. Is there anything else we want to talk about before we get to the callers?
Yes, just really quick. Both Doug and myself are offering a special. My special is $1 a minute, up to 60 minutes. Folks, this is a great deal. It's half off. Book your session. Go to my website, zoenicklaus.com. Fill out the contact form. Mention Rata G Radio, and you will automatically get that special. So again, it's $1 a minute, up to 60 minutes, one full hour. So please take advantage, and we'll have Doug introduce his special.
Well, I'll do the same special, only it's a minimum of 30 minutes and a maximum of an hour.
There we go. And,
but
and Doug
dollar
is
a minute, which is a third of what I normally charge, because it's only $3 a minute.
And then, Doug, how do you prefer people contact you?
They can contact me by calling 206-769-4924.
And we'll repeat that number for you throughout the show as well. So with that, let's get to our first caller today. And Michelle, you've been waiting the longest, so we're bringing you on first. Michelle, welcome to the show. You are live with Zoe and Doug. Go ahead, please.
Thank you. Hi, Zoe and Doug. How are you?
Doing great. How are you, Michelle?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. How can we help you?
So my question is, will my new job that's going to start in August be at the Bruce Power Plant in Ontario?
I know you.
This is my way to talk to you again.
I love it. I love it. yes. If this is the location, once upon a time we determined to be, I believe it was southeast of you. There was a direction mentioned. Anyway, I do feel that, yes, this is a better match for you. So it's going to help
okay.
you continue to do what you've been doing. Yes,
okay.
definitely.
Awesome.
Yes,
very cool.
That'll be exciting. It's nice to connect with you. Let's have Doug answer that. I know he's going to bring some interesting detail to the table.
Okay.
What's your birthday?
It's December 29th, 1974.
74, December, say it again.
December 29th.
Okay. I feel good about it. I feel like it's real good for you. Yeah, everything is lining up where it's trending in your chart. So you're coming in great space.
Very cool.
Just go for it.
If
you go through a door that's open and you don't like it, you can always walk back out. Remember that.
Yeah.
But I think
you
you're going
to so
really like it a lot.
Okay, good. Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Thanks, Michelle.
Thank you both. Thank you.
Have a great day. Appreciate your call and patience waiting here. Our next caller is Laura. We've got a few Lauras today, I think, but this is Laura number one. Laura, you're our first Laura today, so welcome to the show. You're live with Zoe and Doug.
Hello.
Hi, Laura.
Hey. So I'm just wondering what direction I go for a job and when I might be getting that.
The first thing that comes to the front here is the temporary agency. Consider going to a temporary agency because it's going to be quicker to expedite. I can see your efforts have been both online, possibly a little bit on paper, and depending on how quickly you need to go to work, begin with a temp agency. Whatever it is, there is a position that you have your heart set on or an area of work that you would like to stay focused in, you are going to get into that area of work, whatever this is for you. So take that next step. It looks like you're doing everything else. And in terms of when you start working, if it's not the end of this month, it's going to be the early part of August. There's not much longer to wait. I don't feel that you have much longer.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's have Doug answer that for you. You're welcome.
What's your birthday, Laura?
December 2nd, 1974.
December 2nd, 74. Yeah. Gosh, I'm right on that page. Isn't that amazing? I think that you have something that's coming right away. I do agree with Zoe, though. With the temp agency, sometimes all that is a door opener and it gets you in. They'll like you quick enough that you'll just go. So don't be shy about going for that. You're definitely going to be okay. Money's going to get better. So I think it's your route of going there. It's just go there and get yourself on a temp agency where you get your foot in the door. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I've tried that, but it's not really fruitful in my area, but I absolutely will try again.
You've gone that route and you didn't do it before. What are you looking to be doing?
Well, either the medical field or counseling.
What part of the medical field?
Nursing.
Okay. Out here, you would be hired in a moment if you're in the nursing field because there's so much demand for it. It's unreal. Let's see what's going to be pulling that out. That's it. doors are opening up for you. It's going to, there's been a shift to just this. Today is a big shift as far as the Leo come into play. It's going to be a lot lighter. So
okay.
with that in, and it hits your, it hits all of your planets great. I mean, that's going to lighten things up where you're not going to feel like you're going for interview after interview and not getting anywhere.
Sure.
You're going to go with an attitude that you're going because you know that you've already got it.
Yep.
And when you have that attitude that you already have it, that's half the battle. It's already over. Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely.
So things are going to be a lot lighter for you, and you're going to walk in, and things are going to happen.
Okay.
Don't back down. You keep in your mind that you already have it, and write it out that I have this job, whatever it is, starting now. Write it out so you crystallize your thinking in your mind. And when you say, I have, and the word want is there, is not there, that's when things happen. You can't use the word want. I can't. You can't go in there with, I want to do this. I want to be here. That
okay.
keeps everything in the future. It's, I have it.
Okay.
I am doing it now. Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thanks, Laura, for your call. Have a great day today. Speaking of that, Doug, I need to tell you, I'm still doing my, you know, I always call it my God and Angels list, but I do this every morning. Before I do anything else, I roll out of bed. Literally, I fall off the bed, stumble over to my desk, get out my notepad, and I do my list every single day. And I always started out with I am or I have, and then I end the sentence with now. And boy, I'll tell you, it's been very powerful, and that's your suggestion. So I always want to thank you for that. Our next call is coming from Rose. Rose, thank you for
Hi.
Being patient waiting. You're now live with Zoe and Doug. Go ahead.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Hello, Rose.
Hi. My question is, I've been single for a while, and I'm wondering, what do you see with regards to my love life?
Love life, that's a very interesting category, isn't it?
Yes.
and let's see here. In your world, I know that you want it. We just had this conversation with Doug. This is yet another thing that you can write on paper. And I have a relationship. I am in a relationship now. So Doug can pick that up on his end. What I see for you is, first of all, it's time to get out and socialize a little bit more. I know that you enjoy socializing. I also see you, and this is common for many people, something as simple as going to the grocery store on a Friday evening. It's a wonderful place to bump into people. And for you personally, you have more details. You're a little bit more particular about the type of partner that you would like to have. So one thing to do is to write down the characteristics. Make your list. Be very thorough. I know many people do this, but it is serious, especially in the pursuit of looking for a partner. Also, make physical space in your home. Is there a place where your partner can hang a bathrobe, hang a bath towel, things like that? Making physical space, acting as if they are already present with you. Because of the particulars of what you are looking for, you feel that you might be forever single because you don't know how to get all of these things in one package. So between the socializing and going to the summer barbecues, whatever, and being introduced to people, to me it feels like you will have the opportunity anyway of meeting someone somewhere in the next 3 months, possibly up to 7 months. You know, we're in the part of the year where the parties are happening, the holidays will be happening. But the door will be there, the opportunity will be there for you to meet someone. A year from now, you're going to be very surprised at how much your life has changed in a happy way. A year from now, it feels like you will already have been with a partner for a couple of 3 months or so. You're very loving. You're very friendly. Continue to honor that space within you. And
remember that like attracts like. The more you love yourself and put yourself first, caring for yourself, doing all the lovely things that you do, that's the type of vibration that you will attract and bring into you. So continue to do all these details, because all of these details are building the foundation of the love life that you wish to manifest. So again, somewhere in the next 3 months, it feels like you can definitely be meeting a very nice person. Okay?
Great, thank you.
And then we'll have that answer that for you.
Can I have your birthday?
It's December 10, 1956.
You are in the tail end of it. I'm telling you, you're in the tail end of your Saturn return. And that brings some of the most significant people to you that you could meet. And are you sure you haven't seen someone that you already have a real interest in right now?
I'm talking to somebody from my past, but I don't really want to go back. I want to move forward and find someone new.
Well, I'm going to tell you, if you're talking to them, you have to talk to them like you're meeting them for the time, because they're not the same person that you knew before.
Right, I know that.
Okay. And it's if we put people into the little cubbyhole of who we think they were or what they were, then we're stuck in the same dilemma, and we make them become the same person that they were before. So you have to recreate it differently. But you are in the window right now. It's right now, this month, where things are coming at you. You just have to go for it and not be shy about it. And with everything lightening up in Venus and with everything going into Leo like it is, you're going to be kind of a hot ticket. So pay attention to who's watching you. Okay?
What is this? What time period is this?
You're in it already.
Oh, until
now.
When? I'm sorry, until when?
Well, it will go right through this month. It's going to be for this month, and it will go for a while, okay?
Okay, so this
but
month I
would
get lucky and meet somebody wonderful.
Don't be surprised if you don't meet someone real quick.
Oh, wow.
Engage yourself in conversation with people and don't have the image so locked in your head what they have to be. Find out who they are.
Right.
Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Rose.
You're welcome.
Boy, love is in the air, let me tell you. Okay. And we're almost at the half-hour mark, so this is a great time to remind you that if you'd like to schedule a more in-depth reading, both Zoe and Doug have great specials going on. For Zoe, you just go to zoeniklaus.com. There's a link right here on the show page. You click it, fill out your information, and then mention the show, of course, Rated G Radio, and you'll get that special dollar per minute up to 60 minutes. And it is I've done it several times, and Zoe's fantastic, and she's so easy and fun to work with. So if you want to go and get a special, this is your July special, so do it. And Doug, of course, is offering the same deal. He is reachable on area code 206-769-4924. We'll repeat that number again towards the, probably the top of the hour. So there we go. Our next caller is Fabian. Fabian, you're live with Zoe and Doug. Welcome to the show. Go ahead, please.
Hi. Hi, Fabian. How are you?
Hi. I'm doing good. My question is... I'd like to know, when do you see me getting a job?
Well, I'll tell you what. Interesting. I'm just getting a picture of this. So, I wish to honor the work that you have put into this, because
okay.
It looks like I see you sitting at a desk and you're pulling your hair out and just wondering what in the world is going to happen here. Second, yes. Yes, so you have put in a lot of hard work in looking for employment. What I feel and see for you is that you will be working before the end of August, if not right at the beginning of August. It's coming up quicker than you think, so just be ready. It's going to come from a direction that you weren't really looking. It's going to be something that you had randomly applied for, like, well, we'll see what happens with this. So it'll be one of those positions, and it will be it's going to be a good place for you for a while. It's unexpected. The work environment will be more relaxed and easier to deal with because in the past it's been far too stressful for you. So that's what I see coming to fruition for you. And again, that's coming up soon. Continue to do the work that you're doing, though, because usually these things happen when we're busy creating and focusing on life and living life. So, yes, so let's see what Doug's got here.
Okay.
What's your birthday, hon?
April 18, 1978.
There's a lot that's going on in the world that's going to be opening up jobs for a lot of people. So, and for me to say all that is for, there have been treaties that have been signed that are going to open up the floodgates of things happening again.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that that's, doesn't seem like that's talking to your language, but it definitely is happening, and doors are definitely opening. Let's see what you've got there. You're coming into a real good space. Venus is going to be coming up to your Saturn, and when Venus comes to Saturn, it definitely opens up for money to come to you.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to be opening up big time here real quick. And when Zoe said as far as by August, I think it's coming real quick as well. I think by August you're going to be doing things.
Okay.
What type of thing have you been doing in the past?
Well, I've
not
been
that it really matters. You jump into
management.
Things and make it happen.
Okay.
Say
well,
that again.
I've been applying. I'm going to job fairs. I'm doing a bunch of things. Today I'm going to another job fair. So I've been going all over trying to see what to do. I apply to everything. Mm-hmm.
You're smart enough, you can jump into anything, and if they're explaining it to you, you're learning it on the spot. They don't know it. So don't be shy about just applying for whatever hits your fancy that day, okay?
Okay. Not a problem. Thank you so much.
Because it's going to be, doors are going to open up for you now.
I hope so. It's been a while. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I can see where it's been a difficult struggle here, but it's definitely going to open up. It's not going to be the same as what it's been.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thanks,
Fabian,
for your call.
With a light heart.
Thank you.
Have a great day. Appreciate your call.
You too.
And our next caller, this is Laura number two, but she's now Laura number one. Laura, you're number one on the call list right now. Welcome to the show. You're live with Zoe and Doug. Go ahead, please.
I thought you forgot about me.
No, I couldn't do that.
Hi, Laura.
Hi, Zoe. Hi, Doug. Thanks for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking for work because my last day was on Friday. We cut our budget, but my situation is kind of complicated because I wanted to buy a house, and I found a house that just came on the market, and it's perfect, but now I don't have a job. So I'm pretty upset about the whole thing, the situation, and I don't quite understand why it happened at this time. This timing is really off for me, and I'm hoping you can tell me when you see me getting a job.
Okay, so first of all, when things happen, it's usually for a very good reason. We don't always understand what these reasons are, and in our minds, in our human minds, we've got things all organized and planned, and it's structured, and it's going to happen this way. And then the next thing we know, God, universe, whoever you pray to, says, well, not quite just yet. We need to tweak a couple of things. Because of the circumstances of your now previous position, the universe knew that that was not going to be able to sustain what your plan is. You wouldn't be able to support yourself as you're seeing this right now. In terms of retaining a new position, this is happening fairly quickly. I keep hearing and seeing in the next 7 to 8 weeks, you will be back working again. And the place that you're going to go to work for will offer the stability that is needed for the ongoing structure of what you're looking for, which is to buy a house. That position is going to be far more stable for you. It's going to be calmer. I see you also feeling a lot more empowered. Whatever happened at the past job position, it did take away a little bit of your self-esteem. And it left you feeling helpless in a way that you're not used to, because you normally have everything together. You're a pretty confident person that just moves about in the world knowing that I'm taken care of all the time. This jolted you. However, this is re-leveling the playing field so that part of your outlook on life has been shifted around a bit, and kind of a wake-up reminder of, okay, Laura, look, you know, here's how the plan goes. I'm in charge up here. You're doing your part. I'm doing my part. That wasn't going to work for you, but this one over here will. So it will be fairly soon. Like I say, I see 7 to 8 weeks for employment. So let's see what kind of timeline that comes up with for you.
Is it a permanent job or is it a contract?
I keep hearing permanent.
Oh, good. That would be perfect.
What's your birthday?
That would October 1st, 63.
October 1st, 63. I tell you what, your things are going to be opening up for you big time on September 9th, where you get just about whatever you want for the asking. This will come up for 1 year. So it's real important that you pay attention to what you are asking for, because you will get it. Now, that last house, maybe it was full of termites and you didn't even know it and you were saved from getting it. So don't be hung up on something that didn't come about the way you thought it should have come about.
Yeah.
But remember that things are going to open up on a grand scale for you. You've got travel that's coming that's out of the 48 states as well. So you've got a lot coming up this next year.
Travel.
That
must be for work then, I guess, because I usually don't travel.
You're going to have a good time. You may not think that you would normally travel, but you're going to have a good time. It's like you're packing your bag more than once, so I just think that you're off and having a great time.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm thinking that must be for work, though, because I can't imagine doing that without work.
You haven't traveled yourself otherwise?
Oh, years and years ago when I was younger, I went abroad, but I don't know. These times are different these days. I'm not so sure I'm comfortable doing that. And things have changed. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. But you think 7 to 8 weeks as well?
It's there right there for you, so don't be shy about asking for it.
Okay.
You're going to come right back in, and you're going to be going. First thing, though, that Zoe said, it's real important to keep the smile on your face and love yourself first. If you've got that going on, the world's a much happier place.
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Laura. Okay. Have a great day.
Thanks.
You know, and Doug, I'm going to tell you, one of the things that I really appreciated that you just talked about is, you know, be grateful for the things that don't happen to you as much as the things that do, because, you know, you never know. You think, oh, I've got to have that job, or I've got to have that relationship, or I've got to have that house, or I've got, but you don't know, you know, and you don't get it, and you seem to be, oh, I'm so devastated. My life is, I just can't go on. But, you know, little did you know the grief that you are spared from whatever that didn't happen to you, that the room for all those things that actually do. So that's a great thing to bring up. Our next caller is Jennifer. Jennifer, you are now live with Zoe and
hello.
Doug. Thanks for waiting.
Hi.
You're live.
Okay, I just wondered what you see for my house. I went for some tests again today, and I'm very concerned about things. I've been in the ER, and I have pain still. So do you see anything cooking with that? Any ideas?
Okay, so hello to you. And you've been in the ER today, you said? I didn't quite catch
everything. No, I was in on Friday.
Said.
I was on Friday in the ER, and I went for additional tests today. So.
Okay. First of all,
like outpatient.
Or what?
I was saying like outpatient.
Okay.
I went.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have they done a brain MRI yet, dare you? It's simply that the pituitary gland in the body is the hard drive of the entire body. So that's why I'm asking about the brain specifically.
Okay.
So, yeah, so let me just clarify that for you because I felt your energy go, what? So for me, what I see and feel, the blood count cells are off. I'm not a doctor. So what I see is things are not balanced chemistry-wise. I do see, from what I do, I see the white blood cell count is higher than normal. So your body is clearly, you know, in the process of finding its own balance to remain healthy.
Mm-hmm.
It does feel like there's something going on with your joints as well, inflammation of some kind, and that's causing additional pain. Mm-hmm. And
okay,
so they're trying to,
I do have autoimmune stuff, but a new development occurred with some pain I've been having, and we thought it was an infection, and maybe it was or wasn't, but I'm having discomfort, and so I had to get 2 ultrasounds today.
Right, yes, and also they're trying to decide, is it arthritis, is it osteoarthritis, is it rheumatoid arthritis, is it bursitis? So it's like they're reviewing things. They will have an answer. To me, it also feels a little bit more like bursitis. So
they will
continue to treat. And in the meantime, this is a general suggestion for everybody. Every morning when you wake up, put a tablespoon of apple cider vinegar in 1 cup of water and drink it down because that will help to cleanse your system. It will help to flush it and bring balance. When we take little steps like that, it helps in the big picture. It helps to support the overall well-being. So that is one thing that you can do for yourself in the meantime. Okay. Let's see what Doug has to say for you.
Okay.
Okay.
I was going to say the same thing.
I'm psychic.
Apple cider vinegar right away in the morning. It is by far one of the best things to clean everything out of your body. Different foods clean the body, and a lot of people turn their noses up over some of the powerful foods that actually help you. I'm notorious for juicing everything every morning, and I juice different things. Like most people don't, some people don't care for asparagus, but asparagus cleans the kidneys. And if the kidneys aren't cleaned out, that's a bad problem because now you're not cleaning the blood decent as well. So all these different things have a reason in our world and we use them all. But vinegar is one that is really powerful to clean the body on a regular basis, and it's a simple thing. I'm not getting that much going on in your body. I think it's more of the diet than anything else, but you've got to just change your diet big time.
Okay.
Get away from sugar as much as you can. Get away from doing a lot of wheat.
Right.
Any of the wheat, try to get away from that stuff as much as you can. There's so much as far as with the GMO stuff that really causing havoc with a lot of people. And I think that more that you can get where you're eating good foods and not those things coming from the GMO cycle, the better it is for you.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you at all?
Yeah, it makes sense.
I tell you what, and I'm going to take you to a whole different realm. I had a guy that had a cow that had cancer. And I told him to get the cow off of the GMO stuff and get her back into just all organic feed if he wanted to keep her alive. And it worked. So you've got to change it. And in your mind, you keep saying, I accept 100% control of my body. It is my right. It is my divine inheritance. All negative energy, entities, and elements go with love. When you love your condition, you win. Love's the strongest word that exists. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And I'm telling you from someone that died in 99, okay? And came back out of it.
Okay.
Thank you, Jennifer. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Be well. And our next caller. So we just got you all lined up. And if I haven't gotten to you, I haven't screened you yet, stay tuned. I'm going to get to as many of you as we can. Our next caller is Kay. And Kay, you are now live with Zoe and Doug. Go ahead, please.
Hello, Kay. Thank you for taking my call. Hello. What's really funny is I just made myself a glass of water with apple cider vinegar and lemon.
Yay!
So that is hilarious.
Woo!
Like, wow,
very good.
You're a winner.
Yeah, it tastes good too.
Yay! How can we help you today?
I was calling actually. I had a question. I've got two gentlemen that I'm interested in that I wanted to, I guess, take a look at or run by you or see what you felt, if either of them is appropriate for me or the one, if you will.
Let's stay here.
Either one.
I don't either.
There's a third one coming.
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Both of these people are nice people, but they don't quite reach the concept of the glass is half full. And they don't quite match your energies. They're nice in their own kind of ways. I instantly wanted to dismiss the first one, but then the second one dissipated before Doug made mention of the third one. So I also feel and see that there's a third one coming in. It's going to be about 3 to 4 weeks from now. So what I'm seeing for you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know where Doug went. Doug, are you with us? Oh, okay. He's not. Okay. He dropped off. He's going to call back in, I guess. Anyway, so that's what I see. I understand the interest that you had in person number one and also person number two.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, as far as that goes, continue to enjoy the moments. What you are going to see, especially in the time frame that we're in right now with Sagittarius revealing the truth on many in many areas of many things, just continue. There's a term that I like to use called belly floating. Continue to belly float and go with that vibration. Just see what's what, because sometimes when we are observing, when we are in the process of observing, we begin to really notice things. And this, it feels like this has already started for you regarding person number one. Person number two, you don't want to look at this because you really have enjoyed this person as well. But there is a third person coming in. Are you with us, Doug? Oh, okay.
I think Doug dropped. We're going to try to get him back on.
Can you pick
here.
Up anything on the third person? Like what? Any personality traits or anything significant about them?
The first person to me feels polite
the
and more
person.
Conservative. The third person. The third person is going to be more jovial. The third person is not going to fit your traditional mold right out of the gate. Part of this is you have your, how do we say this? You have your quiet expectations about what it is that you want, from the looks to the shape to the height to the size. And this person is going to be more jovial. They're going to be more random. It's almost like you're observing him at a family picnic and you're wondering, who in the world is that? So he'll capture your attention in a nice way and it'll be more amusing than anything. Yet when you two finally sit and communicate and connect, you will find the more that you talk, the more you're going to, he'll appeal to you and vice versa. So it's going to be a learning curve for you too, because it's going to help you to break from the mold of the shoulds. You know, this person should have this and should have that, and I like this and I like that. It's going to help you to depart from that and bring you into a new energy space. So it's going to feel more freeing. So don't be afraid of it. I felt your guards go up there. It's going to be okay. Don't be afraid of it. Yeah, because I do see that you have your particulars about what you like and what you prefer. So, Doug, are you with us?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. Okay, good.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, you're welcome. Go ahead.
I agree with Zoe completely that it's the third person. The other two both have different things that you like about them. The third person has everything that the two have.
Mm-hmm.
So you just have to open up your mind and pay attention to who's paying attention.
Okay.
They're there. You just have to look around and see who's there. But if you've got the other two standing on the doorstep, it's real hard for the third one to be on there too.
Does that
make sense?
It does.
Okay.
Thank you, Kay.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Have a great day today. And our next caller is Kathy. Kathy, welcome to the show. You're live with Zoe and Doug.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you, Kathy?
Good.
Good.
I'd like to know if there's anything coming up on my spiritual journey that I should be aware of.
That's a pretty vast landscape. So, let's see here. I see you having studied different things. You're comfortable with your practices, which is good. You have new stuff coming in, though. There's going to be another angle because on the spiritual path, there's always very interesting twists and turns. So someone is going to bring a new thought or idea to your attention between now and the end of this month. And I do feel you're going to pursue that to see where it takes you. And it will be lovely because it starts out as, oh, have you considered looking into the energies of a rose quartz? And you start that, and all of a sudden this huge door opens and there's this whole new world. So continue what you're doing right now anyway, because it is leading you to this. Once you enter this new world of spiritual expansion, you're going to really feel those energies probably early mid-September. So have your heart, mind, and soul open and ready to learn new ideas and to have new thoughts come to mind. So your intuition is getting stronger, which is nice. And there is an affinity within you regarding Native American, or perhaps it's shamanism that you want to look into. Anyway, there will be something new, and it will finally get you closer to how you see yourself. You have been investigating it in general, and with this new idea and energy coming through, it's going to help to bring your focus more specific. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Beautiful.
Thank you.
Yep, you're welcome. Doug?
What's your birthday, hon?
12/13/1953.
There's something that's coming up that's almost like going to a workshop that's going to be presenting itself, so go for it. Does that make sense?
Well, I just got done with one, but if another one comes up, great.
Pay attention to the people that you met there. Because it just feels like there's something there that's all of a sudden going to open up like I'm going to, like a workshop or a class. And it's going to definitely help open up your mind big time. Your focus is going to get real, real strong as far as at the end of this month. And the amount of energy that you're going to go into this thing is going to be real high. It's
mm-hmm.
like you're definitely going into a real high focus. So something's coming up. It's like going to another, if you want to call it a convention, a class, whatever it is, I'm there for a week. I know that.
Okay.
So it's an intense thing. It's not something that just walk in and walk out. It's
mm-hmm.
not a two-hour thing. It's like a week-long session that you're going to be going to.
Okay.
So just pay attention to what's coming up and what hits your fancy. And it's not something you would normally venture into. I think you're going to have a great time with it.
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
There we go, Kathy. Thanks for your call. Good luck to you. And our next caller is Valerie. Valerie, you're live with Zoe and Doug. Go ahead, please.
Hi. I'm moving, and I was wondering, do you see me getting a two-bedroom house or a two-bedroom apartment?
I see right away as you're talking, I see a two-bedroom townhome, condo, you know.
Oh.
So the garage is on the main level, kind of a 70s-style split level.
Okay.
And that's the first thing that I see. And I see it in a nice, in an area where it's a residential area. It's not going to be like apartment row, anything like that. It's going to be near shopping malls, things like that, but yet removed enough to where you feel like you're in a neighborhood.
Okay.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel, it feels more like a, when she said it more like a condo, it definitely feels like it's more like being in a house in itself. It doesn't have the feel of an apartment.
Okay.
Yes.
I feel it, real nice about
it. It's not necessarily in the country, though. Okay, well, I guess I can't. Beggars can't be choosers. Okay.
Well, right. you can have whatever you want, but there's definitely trees around it. I know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so
okay,
It's got a nice feel to it. It's got a very, very nice feel to it.
Good, good. Sounds good.
Okay.
Thank you so much. All right. Bye.
Have a great day. Appreciate your call. And our next caller is coming from Melissa. Melissa, you are now live with Zoe and Doug. Go ahead, please.
Hi.
Hi, Melissa. Hello.
I have a relationship question.
Okay.
I have reconnected with somebody, an old friend that I knew throughout high school. We haven't seen each other in 23 years or so. But anyway, we've been seeing each other for a few months now. And I'm just kind of wondering where you guys might see this heading, like what direction it might go into.
Doug, let's have you start.
What's your birthday, hon?
April 4th, 1975.
April 4th, 75. I kind of like the feeling of this whole thing, to be honest.
You do or you don't?
I do.
Oh, okay.
It felt like I saw hearts coming out all over it. You said April 12th?
Oh, no, April 4th, 4/4/75.
Okay, got it. Oh, you're a little conservative in your nature, aren't you?
I'm sorry?
You're a bit conservative in a lot of ways. So I like it. I think the whole thing's going the right direction. Immediately when you started talking, I saw hearts coming out. And if I'm seeing hearts, I think that they're some strong, strong emotional pull here that's not just a light romance. So I feel real good about it. And I feel like it's almost like going to a party and finding out that it's actually a Christmas party and all you thought it was just a dinner party. So it's good.
Okay.
The thing is, keep your mind wide open as far as allow it to be unfold in front of you and don't have all these pictures of what you feel it has to be ahead of time.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Be in the moment. But sometimes we get so wrapped up in what we want it to be and how we want this to be or that to be, and then we end up with disappointments because it didn't come out quite the way that we visioned it in our mind. So if you can take and change that where it's being in the moment and watching it as it opens up. Like a rose opens up very, very slowly. It doesn't open up all at once. Does that make sense?
Yes.
What's this guy's birthday?
July 25th, 1974.
Let me look at him real quick, too. You guys got a nice frame that's going on. You don't necessarily see things the same as far as arts are concerned. But I like the combination.
Okay.
You definitely have a lot of flushes that are going on between the two of you.
We have a lot of what?
Flushes.
Oh, plus
it's like
okay.
You both see things, you both have this, it's easy to be around each other, and the more that you're around each other, it's like you're going to be, you'll be able to say what he's, you'll be able to finish his sentences. You'll know exactly where he's coming from.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you? You don't necessarily like the same colors, and you don't necessarily like the same TV shows. Those are a little different for you two, but for the most part, everything else seems to really work.
And did you say we don't see things the same as far as our hearts go or as far as the heart goes?
No, I said, let's say that if you were looking at a piece of art, you both would not have the same choice of the same kind of art. You see things differently in that respect. But you do have a lot of pluses going on between the two of you.
Okay, and if the more time we spend together, it'll get to where I could finish the sentences.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. The more that you're around each other, you'll just know exactly what he's saying and where he's going. And he'll be able to look at you across the room, and he can say volumes, and you'll understand exactly what he wants to do. Or where he wants to go or whatever. If he wants to get out of the place, you'll know immediately just by looking at him.
I see.
It sounds exciting for you, Melissa.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to move on.
Good.
I think
we live an hour apart.
An hour
is
nothing.
That's nothing.
I live in L.A. It takes me 2 hours to go 40 miles, and I still go up there several days a week. That's a piece of cake for you, Melissa. That hour's nothing. You can think about all the cool things you get to do when you finally get to hang out. You can use that as an hour of planning.
There you go.
Yeah, that's true.
There you go. Okay, have a great day. Keep us posted.
Is Zoe not going to give her...
Zoe, did you...
I did not, and the only thing
sorry.
I like everything. No, that's okay. The energies that I have felt with this from the time that you started talking about it is that it's like high school sweetheart, and so you're not there yet. It's going to be a little bit of a journey, just as Doug had described. And the barrier that you're coming into right now is just within your own mind, your own thought processes. So the way you knew this person once upon a time, and Doug expounded on this earlier, you're learning to get to know this person in the present. And so keep your mind there. That way you can stay in the present as well, because everyone changes over time. So just remember that part of it. But for me, it just felt like the sweet traditional boyfriend, girlfriend in high school, and the love continues, and how those people tend to be married for 50, 60 years. It's going to be like that. You are conservative. That's good. And just continue to proceed forward. He is more different than what you had anticipated, because in your mind, when you two reconnected, you were remembering the past, and he's showing you the present. So that's part of your struggle, too. Just remember to stay in the here and the now. But it feels like a very sweet romance. It feels just exactly like Doug said, where it can grow into... Both of you are very forgiving of each other's idiosyncrasies, and it will be easier to get along with, because now both of you have time on your side. and that's going to be very, very, very favorable. So, yep, just keep your mind open and keep, like I said to someone else, keep belly floating. And it's going to be a fun journey for you. It lightens up by September the 1st. So the congestion that you're feeling regarding your own belief systems about it, that's going to clear up and feel a lot better too. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah, so by Labor Day weekend, you're going to finally feel relaxed enough of, okay, here it is, here we go, and I'm going to have fun. Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
There
we go.
Thanks,
Melissa. Absolutely. I didn't mean to get Melissa off originally with Doug, because, you know, I go on screen calls, and then Doug is usually part two. So when I'm hearing Doug wrap it up, I was like, okay, there we go. So sorry, Melissa. Okay, and our next caller is Angela, and Angela, you're now live with Zoe and Doug. Go ahead, please.
Thanks, and I wanted to say that I work with the fifth largest LGBT center in the world. I look forward to your show tomorrow. If you want to keep my number,
fun.
I have a lot of contacts.
Yeah, well, call in. We'll have fun.
That sounds great. Well, okay, my question today... My birth date's 10/18/68. My Venus is in Scorpio. A lot of my planets are in the fourth house. My question is a relationship question. The last ex-fiance came back in, and there was some violence, and now I'm looking to move forward. And I think my picker is broken, Zoe and Doug. I think my picker is broken. There's a guy on the East Coast and a guy on the West Coast. Which one feels like it's more favorable?
Your kicker is broken?
My picker. Picker is broken. I really think
picker.
It is.
Oh, your picker. I heard it as T like Tim, and I thought, oh, okay, your ticker.
Well, let's not go there.
Yes. No, let's not. You're here right now, and you're upright. That's good. Okay. So the energy that I feel, that the person on the East Coast, the energies with that individual feel a little bit more dense, loving, but for you personally, a little bit smothering. Intends well, means well. For you, though, it feels like you're smothering and you have to, like, escape out your own front door just to have 10 minutes of freedom. Does that make sense?
Well, he'll do anything for me. Anything. He even developed a medication for me. It's
a little bit extreme.
Worship. It's more like worship.
Oh, interesting. Okay. And so the person on the West Coast, the individual feels, to me anyway, more lighthearted, more casual. When we say California lifestyle, just, you know, living in the moment, loving life every day. You know, when he goes to the beach, he goes and has the full experience. When he goes to the Redwoods, he has the full experience. So that person for you, you find more exciting just because whatever the life experiences are, no matter how big or small they are, he fully embraces the journey. Does that resonate with you?
Yes. He's a cowboy in L.A., if you can imagine that.
Oh. Well, hopefully he has red cowboy boots. That's all I can say. But anyway, but that one you find more intriguing because it's refreshing for you. And with where you're at right now, Doug is the pro with the astrology part, but just with where you're at right now energetically inside yourself, the West Coast person does feel to be more interesting and energetic. And the fact that he chooses to live in his space, he chooses to live within his own power, and he does so fully all the time. A trip to the grocery store with this man is an adventure, and it will be a lot of fun. This is the beauty of it, because it's not that it's a simple life. He is living life from a place of gratitude and love and joy. It feels like he's gone through stuff in life himself, which has brought him to the space he's in right now. So for me, if I had to choose one of the two, I would go with the West Coast.
That feels stronger to you.
The West Coast does feel stronger. The East Coast is extremely nurturing. However, it makes you feel like, oh, my goodness, where do I go to get some freedom? I need to breathe. I've got to, you know, open the attic so I can have some air come in. Those are the energies that I'm feeling. So let's see what Doug says, because you understand astrology, so he can speak that language with you. Okay.
And I thank you for your time. This is wonderful.
Absolutely.
For so many people.
Absolutely.
It's wonderful.
Oh,
thank
sure.
You.
Thank you.
Where do
yes.
you, where do you live closest to?
Well, I'm in the middle of the country, so, I mean, I can, I'm ready to relocate. I want out of the state just for my own safety.
Okay, because until you are living next to one of them, neither one of them count. There's a
okay.
big difference. Whenever you have a relationship with someone that is not in the same area as you, it means that neither one of you is emotionally available. So you have to look at that. You have to be in the same area as the other person. Otherwise,
mm-hmm.
you're really not available. And so when you get together with them, it's all exciting and it's hot and wonderful. But
right.
it isn't real because it's just that first meeting. You never, ever get to really know that person. You've got to be in an area where you're seeing them all the time. If I was to look at the whole thing, I would want to look as far as the relationships, as far as in astrology, how they all fit together. And it's much more than what we do right here. I can't flip around through the pages that quick and go from this one to that one and look up their ascendants and everything else and do a composite as to which one actually works out best for you. That's
all
a
right.
different ball game.
Well,
what
through my birthday, what do you think, what does it show as far as what looks
well,
good
What
right
is
now?
Your birthday? I know you have a lot of Scorpio, that part I got.
October 18th, 68.
Mm-hmm.
9:09 p.m. Daylight savings time.
October 16th.
Same room that Lisa Marie Presley was born in.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
You
wow.
Said a, you said October
16th? 18th. 18.
18. And you said you have a lot of Scorpio.
Well, I have, my Venus is in Scorpio.
Yeah, that's the only thing
I know that's
I'm
important for
too.
Sex. That's what I know. My limited
your Venus
capabilities.
Your Venus is not in Scorpio.
Huh? It's not?
No, it's in Virgo. But that's okay.
I thought my moon was in Virgo. I learned something new. Thank
the
you.
Only thing that you've got in Scorpio is Pluto.
Mm-hmm.
And you were born at what time?
9:09 p.m., but it was daylight savings time.
Where were you born?
Memphis, Tennessee.
Memphis, Tennessee, 9:09 p.m. 68's going to be there. 8:10's going to be there. That's going to be... Do you have your chart as far as where you're Gemini rising?
I don't remember right now.
Okay, because that's what it seems like it calculate out to me just looking at it.
I know Gemini was important. I remember that.
Well, if one of these is a Gemini or a Sag, I would say that they're more important to you than the other, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because you want planets that are lining up in your chart in your first or seventh house. And they've got to have their sun, moon, Mars, or Venus in one of those in order for it to really work. You won't make a commitment if it isn't there. Otherwise, they'll just be playthings. That's such
okay.
a terrible way of saying it, but that's how it is.
Well, that's life.
You're coming into your Saturn return, so you're going to bring some of the most significant people that you're ever going to meet in your life coming up this next year.
Thank
I don't
you.
Think you've met the right person yet.
Okay.
It just doesn't feel like it's there yet.
Well, that's good to know. That's good to know. Maybe my ticker isn't broken.
No, not
well,
yet.
Yeah, because I wasn't supposed to meet my, I mean, it could be a female for all I know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, your Saturn sits at 26 degrees, and right now Saturn in the sky hasn't gotten up there. And when Saturn gets up to where it's pushing your Saturn, that's when it's going to be more significant to you. Did you meet either one of these in June?
Oh, gosh, it was years ago when I met. I met them both at the same time.
They're not it. They're not it.
Okay.
I know some.
I could use an improved version. I could.
So they're either one of them are right. I think you've got a whole other person coming that you have never met anyone like this yet. It's going to be the most significant person you've ever met in your life.
Well,
Angela, that's exciting.
It is. I'm going to start praying for this person. I want them in their best condition.
Well, there we go.
It's coming soon, so just hang on there, okay?
Well, thank you for spending this time on me. And this is wonderful that they're willing to spend this much time on people. And
yeah.
Thank you for having them on your show.
Well, thanks, Angela, for being a first caller.
I don't think people are wonderful.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Well,
I hope you tune in tomorrow night for Rated LGBT Radio at 7 p.m.
What time?
It's 7 o'clock Pacific time.
Well, I'll put it on the center to see who might be interested in listening.
You can also just follow the show here, too. And every time we're live, it'll give you the new show link. So it's always cool. We always have something fun when we have fun guests. Rated LGBT Radio, but it will still show up as Rated G Radio. But that's what we call tomorrow night. Yay. Thanks for calling in. Have a great night. Great day.
All right.
Great morning.
Thanks.
Okay, take care. Everybody, remember, if you would like to schedule your private appointment with Zoe and or Doug, you could schedule them both. That would be great, too. They would love that. They've got a July special for $1 a minute. If you go to zoeniklaus.com, the link is on the show page right now, and just fill out your information. Mention Rated G Radio, and you'll get that $1 special for your time with her. I will tell you, it is awesome, and then you don't have to share the spotlight with anybody else. Doug can be reached on area code 206-769-4924. Again, 206-769-4924. If you'd like an astrological reading as well, Doug is awesome. And we're going to get to our next caller, which is Julia. Julia, thanks for being patient. You are now live with Zoe and Doug.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How can we help you today?
Good. Well, I would like to relocate. I would like to find my perfect home. So I was calling to see what you see around that. And also, any time frame would be helpful.
Okay. The first thing that comes to mind as you were speaking, when you say geographic move, it does feel like this is going to be an out-of-state move for you. Are you ready for that?
Actually, I was planning to move in the same state, just like an hour and a half away from where I live now.
Okay. And the direction that I'm getting is... The direction that I'm getting is that I'm receiving the information of northwest direction. Is it northwest of you?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I guess that would be a GPS coordinate. So this will be a good move. It is a decent move. I think you'll be happy, yet there's still going to be a little bit of slight restlessness, which would make me want to ask, then is this move being generated because it's a natural progression of things, or is this move being generated for other reasons where you have to move, so to speak? So review the reasons why you are moving. And secondly, moving northwest of where you are, the northwesterly direction does feel good for you. I'm not sure where you're at in the country here, but if it puts you closer to water, even if it's one of the Great Lakes, as long as it's closer to some sort of a body of water, that will serve you physically, because your physical body is asking to be near a water source. Does this make sense, and is this relevant to what you're doing?
That's absolutely perfect. I live in Florida, toward the center of the state, and I want to move toward the Gulf of Mexico, so I can be closer to water. That's exactly why I'm moving, to be closer to water.
Oh, yes. Well, then
absolutely.
That's perfect. Okay, and then the waters there in the Gulf of Mexico are warmer anyway. But so this is good because you're listening to your soul, and I like that about you. You do stop and tune in and listen, and there's a nice part of you, perhaps what we call the spiritual side, where you do connect and you do pay attention. And so this move for you is also a response. It's going to be very rewarding because of the fact that you do take those kind of measures quietly and you quietly live in your own truth. You're not an overt, loud, out there type of person. This is a spiritual journey for you. And so it's a very good move. So, yes, being near water, your body will absolutely need it. Whatever is going on for you physically, this will help to bring a nicer balance because it does feel like there's either inflammation or pain or something. But being near the water will help to relax that. You're going to feel more replenished as well. So, and it will hydrate you in the way that you need. So I like the move. I think it will be very positive for you, definitely.
Did you happen to see? I was hoping to maybe do it like within the next couple months.
Yes, you did ask time frame. Okay, so what, let me see. It will be before 3 months is up. And in fact, I want to say we're going to go out 3 months. And if, you know, you're coming to the end of the month, the end of the month, the end of the month. So, you know, it's like the last 5 days of the third month is when the move will finally be made. So the move is coming sooner than you think. And you're setting it up that way because at the beginning of the fourth month, it feels like you will be able to really truly set up home, set up camp the way you want it. It might even go into a fifth month, but this is what I see and this is what I feel for you. So the next 3 months, just relax, take all measures possible, but keep your mind open to there's your timeline and then there's Creator's timeline. There's the universe timeline. So just know that it is happening. And like Doug said earlier, just know that, you know, put it on paper. I am now residing in my new home in such and such town. And see yourself there already. So that will also help to facilitate. When your energies are in alignment like that, it will help to manifest it even quicker. Okay?
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yes. Yes, you're welcome, Doug.
Well, that feels pretty accurate with me as well. I was getting somewhere between 3 and 5. I didn't know if I was getting 3 or 5 months or 3 or 5 weeks, but it definitely feels like it's pretty accurate as far as the time frame that Zoe was saying. So I think you're just ready to go. And the more that you venture out, the more that you're going to know that you've come to the right place.
Mm-hmm.
Take a trip and go over there and check it out for yourself. Make sure that that's what you really are looking for.
Yeah, I've been doing that. I've been taking little day trips. It's kind of a little challenging because, you know, you're trying to drive and watch the traffic and still, you know, look around.
Why don't you tell yourself that today you're going to go and you're going to drive right to where you want to be. And allow the car to just go where it wants to go. Turn here, turn there, and pay attention to what you're seeing.
Okay. Awesome.
Because that's what I've always done, and I've always gone right to where I wanted to be.
Okay.
Makes sense?
Awesome. Thank you.
There we go. Thank
you're
you,
welcome.
Julia. Appreciate your call. And our next call is Holly. Holly, thanks for being so patient. You're now live with Zoe and Doug.
Hi. I have an unusual question.
Okay.
The past 2 nights, I've been smelling a really strong chemical smell around 2 in the morning. I'm just wondering, what is it? Is that okay to ask that?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Yeah. So first of all, you're already sensitive and you know this. When we smell foreign smells, especially, you know, certain hours of the night, you know, the commonly known one is, 3 o'clock in the morning. I think pretty much everyone understands that, or many people do. What's a little bit less common is the time frame of from 1:30 in the morning to 3 o'clock in the morning. And that particular 90-minute time frame signifies the stress that's going on in our world, in our lives, possibly anger that we're holding on to. It is a time of releasing. So part of this is you releasing energy that is not serving your highest and best. For example, you could be going through a somewhat stressful situation, whatever, and it's a way of processing. The chemical smell, and this information might be out there for some people, so please be forgiving. There are the grays, the extraterrestrials. Some of them, mm-hmm. some of the groups have a less inviting, desirable smell to them. And so it's possible that you are traveling and waking up in a different dimension and you're among energies that are not resonating with you. So when the smells are off like this, it's a sign to say, okay, I don't like this. And creator, spirit, universe, whoever you pray to, please bring you back into your body. It would be highly suggested that you do some sort of a spiritual protection before you go to sleep so that you are safe as you travel at night. And it's also possible that your home, your living space, may be an experimental ground for the ETs to come in and do whatever it is they need to do. Again, in your prayers and your prayers of protection, set it up so that they can go elsewhere and do it. Does this make sense? The command needs to come. The request needs to come from you. And the request is a conversation that you need to have with you and God and setting up the boundaries and the parameters. Okay?
Mm-hmm. It's still like it comes from outside.
And that's very possible as well. Now, environmentally, there's other things that you can do to, visit and see what is going on at night. If there is a river or creek that is close to your home, someone is dumping stuff into. So there's different. No, and if that's the case as well, then make a call to the police because that could be methamphetamine that they're cooking.
Yeah, that's what I thought at first.
Mm-hmm. So this is something, definitely investigate that one first and take the proper measures to have that looked into because it's not, they're putting not only their lives at risk, but everyone else around them, including you. So
yes.
That would be the suggested place to start is to make the proper phone calls to have that looked into right away. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And Doug.
Thank you.
Well, that was where my mind went to right away, too, when you said you had the terrible smells. I thought, someone's making crap.
Yeah.
And I think that if you had, if you call the police and say there's an awful oral odor in the neighborhood, they would come and they'd check it out. They'd find it.
Yeah, I called this morning and left message. This happened two nights in a row.
Well, that's the first thing that went through me, too, is that someone is making crystal meth.
I'm the apartment manager. Is it somebody on my property or a neighbor?
It could be in a surrounding area. It doesn't have to be right next to you or right on your property.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Holly. Have a great day. Appreciate your call. And it looks like our last call of the day is going to be Cindy. Cindy, you are now live with Zoe and Doug. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Zoe. Hi, Doug. Thank you so much for taking my call today.
Yes, you're welcome. How can we help you?
I need to make a residential move. I have been, this is a 24-hour-a-day mission. I have to get out of here. I just got out of a very bad relationship, and the person keeps trying to come back. I'm trying to move. Everything keeps falling through as far as financially, and location. I find a place. I don't have the funds to make the move. I'm trying to, sell things, raise the money to make the residential move. It's a few hours away.
am I going in the right direction? Am I just not, will I be able to raise funds? Do you see that coming through, and how, and what direction should I be moving? Because I'm open to different areas.
Okay. One of your first steps that you would want to take anyway, if you haven't already done so, is to visit a shelter for domestic violence and possibly enlist, you know, to see what it is that they can do for you in terms of resources. Secondly, I see you living in one person's home and then another person's home just for right now, temporarily, in the immediate area that you're in. There is a move coming up in the next, oh golly, looks like next 4 to 6 weeks, where it's going to be 1 to 2 hours from where you're at right now. And the resources, it's like the resources are going to continue to be pulled from different ones. Different friends will help you, or they might say so-and-so is on vacation in this area and they're gone for 2 weeks, whatever. So anyway, the change is coming. It's going to go a little bit slower than you think. However, when you finally arrive at the destination, the sense of peace that you're looking for and relief will be there. And it doesn't feel like this individual will be able to figure out where you're at either. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Can you see which direction from where I am, like north, south, east, west, which direction I'm going as far as, you know, I want to land in the right place where I'm going to be successful with business. I must be successful with my life and future.
For you,
I'm very confident in the location.
Right. For you, I continue to feel it's southwest of where you're at. 1 to 2 hours southwest of where you're at. It's not that far away. And, again, once the resources are there, the suggestion would be what Doug just described to the previous caller, making a day trip just to go see and feel the energy of the area. It's almost like it's south-southwest. From where you are currently is what it feels to me. That's what I'm getting.
Well, that makes sense because I actually have found a place and I'm trying to raise the money to move there, and it would accommodate my home, my family, my animals. You know, I'm in the horse business, so I have horses. And it's in the area of a lot of horse businesses where I would have plenty of work. So, and I would not feel
Just to Perfect. Cut in real quick, we've got about 40 seconds left, so we want to get Cindy wrapped up. Any other comments for Cindy right now?
I saw west right away. That's the first thing that went through my head was go west. So I think you're spot on with that one.
Okay.
Excellent.
Cindy, good luck to you. We wish you all the best. Thank Keep you. Us updated next month. Call in and let us know how you're doing, okay?
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Cindy.
Yes, thank you.
So today's been a great day. It's a 90-minute show, special 90 minutes, which is normally an hour. But with Zoe and Doug, we kind of like amped it up here. Again, if you'd like to schedule a private appointment with Zoe or Doug, go to zoeniklaus.com. There's a link on the show page. Fill out your information. Mention Rated G Radio, and you'll get that special dollar a minute for the month of July. Doug can be reached on area code 206-769-4924, and both will be delighted to speak with you and have a private appointment just for you. If you like the show, make sure to tell your family and friends. Zoe and Doug will be back next month. Tomorrow night on Rated LGBT Radio, my co-host Rob Watson and I will be live and be taking your calls if you want to join in. And Friday, Sherry Payne, lead singer of the Supremes, will be here doing a world premiere of her new album at 8 a.m. You've been listening to Rated G Radio.